John Petherham and Janice Newton interview David Henderson. David Henderson's early schooling and career in teaching.
This is a recording made on the 11th of November 2021. John Petherham and Janice Newton are talking to David Henderson. Could you just confirm on the tape first that you are willing for this interview to be available for future scholars?
I agree that it will be available for future scholars.
Oh, thank you. So we'll just start so you can... Would you mind giving your full name on the tape?
David Charles Henderson. Got a problem with that.
And I think... Am I correct in saying you were born in... 1937? 35. Okay. So, were you born in Cabbage Tree or somewhere else?
No, I was born in Ballarat, and I lived where Bunnings...
Creswick Road.
This end of Bunnings car park now, and... I lived there until I was about 2 years old, and then I moved to Creswick.
What school did you go to?
To the Creswick School, number 122.
122. You completed all your primary school. Where did you go then?
I went to the Ballarat High School.
Oh, right. And did you complete that schooling right up to the top, or?
No, the practice then was to leave at Form 5 and go to the Teachers College.
Yes. Yeah. And where did you go to Teachers College?
In Ballarat.
Oh, yes, Ballarat Teachers College. So after that, were you assigned a school to teach at?
No, I let them send me where they would to get around Victoria and have a look first. Okay. But then when I met my wife, I was a little bit cheeky. I said, oh, I need a school with a residence, and I said, I'll go down and see the director, which I did.
So you had got a home as well as your job?
Yes.
And so where was your first... well, your early teaching was just anywhere they sent
yes.
you. And are you interested? Yeah. So can you remember some of those places you...
Yes, I was sent to Balmoral for a start. Mm-hmm. And then from there I went down to Timboon. Mm-hmm. And then to Derrialum and Lavers Hill.
Gee.
And... finally, Dimboola.
Right. What year did you marry and get the residence?
1957.
Okay. 1957 marriage. And where was the school that you got your residence?
At Tolondo. T-O-O-L-O-N-D-O.
Yeah.
That's halfway between Balmoral and... Horse.
Yeah. Well, so your main occupation through life has been primary school teaching?
Yes.
And did you become a principal?
Oh, well, yes. An acting principal at Clunes.
Right. Before you retired?
No, I moved from there to the 1850 school at Sovereign Hill.
Oh, you worked at Sovereign Hill.
Yeah. The first, did you set it up, did you?
I never set it up.
The school?
But I set the second school at Sovereign Hill up.
Okay.
The denominational
yes,
school.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
All right.
There's a couple of schools there.
Yeah. Well, there's about four now.
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, good.
So when was that? You. 1980 something, yeah.
82.
Right.
Christopher, I just wanted to confirm that most of your knowledge of the local cabbage tree area was passed on by your mother, Adelaide Henderson.
That's right.
And by your mother's father, Charles Buckland.
Yes.
And mother's mother, Elizabeth Buckland, born Elizabeth Ross. Yeah, I've been looking at them. And so Elizabeth was the granddaughter of William and Maria Ross, who arrived from Ireland in 1854.
Yes, she would have been.
Yeah.